Goku's finally awake. You humans are so easy to handle. You know that? So weak. You're a very lucky one, I must admit. You're the first human to almost escape with photographic evidence of my activities on your planet. Just look at this thing. Such a pathetically primitive camera. It was hidden underneath the seat of your vehicle. You won't be needing it anymore. You won't be needing that car of yours anymore either. I'm having it scrapped for parts. It'll be much more useful once the material has been repurposed. Just like you and the rest of your species will be soon enough. Such pitiful eyes. I know you'd be begging right about now if you could, but your mouth seems to be occupied with my panties. Can't spit it out, can you? Good luck trying to loosen the stockings tied around your head, keeping it in place. Not like it'll help you escape. How does it taste? Filthy creatures. You're already drooling a bit. Now, what should I do with you? You must be dying to be let free. Would you like that, little creature? Or shall I punish you for trying to escape? Attempting to escape and spread such incriminating evidence of my existence to the inhabitants of your planet deserves a punishment, wouldn't you agree? I gave you the extraordinary honor of witnessing such a magnificent sight. To be the first human to ever be properly subjugated by my hands. And this is how I'm repaid? That just won't do. If this is how all humans act when faced with such a privilege, then your inevitable domestication will be even more entertaining than initially realized. I love a challenge. You poor, worthless creature. Now, if you don't mind, I took the liberty of removing that belt of yours. You're my property now. Tell me, do you want to be released? I can't hear you. Is that a no? Want to spend the rest of your insignificant life here as my slave for my amusement? I had the exact idea. I mean, after what you've seen, why should I let you go? You might actually be someone of importance on Earth. I don't need you to ruin the surprise. From this moment forward, you belong to me. I will divine to you all the information you need to survive in your new, unwaveringly matriarchal society. Here's your first nugget of information. Men are nothing but playthings. Since we've learned to manifest our own male genitalia at will, all we need from you now is your sperm. I believe humans would call us Futanaris, or hermaphrodites. Secondly, if you wish to survive, you'll remember to be obedient at all times. You will relish being dominated, cherish being used, and await my instructions like the subservient hound you are. Understand? Good. Now back to this camera. My nosy little camera boy. I'm sorry to inform you that you won't be able to take any photos of your experience here. Not like you'll need to. I'm sure you'll remember every last detail of your time here, since it will be forever. Now, the conversion ritual can commence. For such a special occasion, we will be performing in front of an audience for demonstration purposes. Yeah, look around. You notice the cloaks now, do you? Let's see just how deserving you are to be my servant. Say hello to my royal court, my personal entourage, our audience. Remember, the reward for obedience is continued survival. Women of the courts, behold. Tonight I have brought to you all some fresh meat. And as you all know, I have my own special way of converting creatures such as this one. May the ceremonies begin. He will initiate by placing this ring on my finger, symbolizing his eternal obedience towards me. You, grab that ring and get on your knees. Good boy. Look as he slides the ring on my finger. He instinctively knows the correct one. This brings confusion to his face. See? See how wide his eyes have gotten. To show that I'll accept him as my pet, I shall place this collar around his neck, symbolizing my ownership and rule over him. Place your hands on the ground. You will walk on all fours until I tell you otherwise. You look as if you don't know how to control your own body anymore. It understands that it's mine to control now. Now your mind needs to catch up. Follow me, pet. Next, he shall show his dedication towards me through worshipping my body. A sign of a good slave is his eagerness to perform such a task. Let's see what he'll start with first. He's hesitant. Maybe domination isn't a new concept to this human after all. He awaits my command. You may touch me. Kissing my feet first. Does my pet like these shoes? Well, in that case, lick them clean. Enough. Get off. What will he choose next? Thighs. Of course. Did I say you can fondle my thighs with your filthy hands? You are only allowed to use your tongue and your face, like an animal, to show appreciation. Ladies, since I've slammed it into the ground, what do you think it will worship now? There's only one thing your face can reach between my legs. Even someone with a small brain like yours can figure it out. Here, let me give you a better taste. Lick slowly. The show is just getting started. Now here comes the fun part for you. Up on your feet. Smoke entering your lungs. Open your mouth wide. D- dazed, aren't you? Just submit yourself to me. If you do, you'll be rewarded. I have a probe with your name on it that needs to get inside of you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? See that box over there? It's filled with all sorts of fun devices for my little servant. If you show exceptional behavior, maybe I'll even allow you to ride me. But I know you want me to drill inside of you. I know you want your screams to echo throughout this ship right now. Oh, mistress, please. Please fuck me harder. You can't get enough of this scent or my voice, can you? Your mind is mixed with confusion and excitement about being put on display in front of my court. But you want it. My slave wants his body exposed for all to see and used at the discretion of his mistress, doesn't he? My, my, what's this? It's cock is hard. How obscene. I'm sure you must have had the pleasure of using this thing with reckless abandon. Not while you're mine. I'm gonna tame that worthless cock of yours once and for all. Do you need your mistress to alleviate this problem? Of course you do. Stand by that table. His ass should be able to handle this. What do you all think? Looks like they approve. Ladies, lastly, we must commence our virgin sacrifice. Don't make that face. All I'm gonna do is probe that tight little ass of yours. That perked you right up. Having something shoved up you isn't new to you, I take it. What a slut. I'm gonna jam this into you nice and slow. Clutch onto the table all you want. He's pushing himself onto the device. I want to see how far it goes. Answer correctly. When responding to me, you will say, "Yes, mistress." Now try again. Want your mistress to shove this deep inside of you? Good enough for a man who's gagged, I suppose. Good boy. Keep that up. Show me how you'd fuck if this were me. Ladies, look at that. This one doesn't seem to feel humiliation. And if he does, he craves it. How lucky for us all. Shh. Just a little pain of the tracking chip being inserted. You've behaved well. The hard part for you is over now, I can assure you. What a pity. But it's not over just yet. After that cute little performance of yours, I need to take you out for a little spin. So I guess the hard part is just getting started. Down on your knees. No need for this gag anymore. Be a good boy and take care of this problem I seem to have. Right after this, you'll be placed in a waiting chamber where you'll be forcefully reprogrammed as a safety precaution. Don't need you to have any free will remaining in you, my little human toy. And this procedure will be repeated until I'm sure you were born to be irreversibly submissive to me. If for any reason you are in any ways bold enough to defy me, I will activate a program on this device I'm holding, which will bring you excruciating pain. So don't even dare consider an attempt to bite me. Oh, but I don't think I'll have to worry about you. I don't think I'll have to at all. Right out of the gate, you seem much better than the men captured from any other planet. Maybe humans are naturally submissive. We'll need to procure more of your people immediately. I'll need to make a collection. A harem of you playthings. Fuck. God, you're really good at that, aren't you? Ladies, you can have them now, until I'm ready again. Have fun. I'm sure he'll be more than willing to service all of us. Even at the same time, if you must. Welcome to my personal ship, the Orb of Obedience. Your new cage. Your new home.